From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. A priest was killed Tuesday when men armed with knives seized hostages at a church near the northern French city of Rouen, according to police. Police also said they killed two hostage takers in the attack and sent Etienne du Rouvray about 125 kilometers north of Paris. A priest was killed and another hostage was between life and death, according to the Interior Ministry. This is the French Interior Ministry spokesman Pierre-Henri Brondet. He said, with regard to the profile of the individuals, of the assailants, for the moment, I don't have information. The only information I have is that the anti-terrorism unit has taken on the investigation. The parish prosecutor has given the investigation to the anti-terrorism unit of the judicial police and the Director General of Interior Security. Meanwhile, the motivations for the hostage-taking were not clear. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Tuesday talks with Russia about cooperation in Syria were making progress, adding he hopes next month to announce new steps aimed at ending the fighting. Speaking after talks Tuesday with Lavrov on the sidelines of a regional meeting in Laos, Kerry said discussions were edging forward. He said to reporters, "I think we're making progress." A man who had threatened attacks on disabled people went on a knife rampage Tuesday at a care center where he previously worked, leaving 19 people dead and Japan's worst mass killing for decades. The 26-year-old had been hospitalized earlier this year after delivering a letter to Parliament in which he threatened to kill hundreds of the disabled. He turned himself into police, carrying bloodied knives and admitting to officers, "I did it." He added, "The disabled should all disappear." This is VOA News.